You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Everyone, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. Hey, brothers and sisters, have you enjoyed talking about kindness? You know, I think during this Easter season and with spring here, we have so much to be grateful for. You know, brothers and sisters, let's begin with one Hail Mary, and we'll begin this final conclusion to kindness. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. More than anything else, my dear friends, kindness is a way of life. It is a way of living and walking through life. It's a way of dealing with all that is, ourselves, our bodies, our dreams, our goals, our neighbors, our competitors, our enemies, our air, our earth, our animals, our time, and our very consciousness. Do we treat all creation with kindness? Isn't all creation holy and divine? To be kind to our neighbor forbids certain sins that can bring spiritual harm to another person. True kindness does not allow us to cooperate in another's sin, and should not tolerate a situation where we can sin by omission, or especially by scandal that encourages others directly or indirectly to follow our bad example. Bad example has an effect on others. Our Lord condemned this sin in a very forceful way when he said, if any of you put a stumbling block before one of these little ones who believe in me, it would be better for you if a great millstone were fastened around your neck and you were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of stumbling blocks. Occasions for stumbling are bound to come. But woe to the one by whom the stumbling block comes. Matthew chapter 18, verses 6 and 7. When we're kind, we don't want to harm others, either physically or emotionally or spiritually. If our example, through thought, words, action, or omission, leads others to sin, we ourselves fall in sin, and we become responsible for the sins of others. So, kind deeds draw us closer to God. Prayer is a great example, an act of kindness, a kindness that's converted more sinners than any kind of argument or eloquence, any kind of zeal. The woman who was taken in adultery and brought to Jesus did not need a speech on good behavior, right? She needed the compassionate love of Jesus' words, neither do I condemn you, John 8:11, to turn her life around. I desire mercy, not sacrifice, for I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners. And guess what, brothers and sisters? We're all sinners. We're all sinners. Sinners too are created in the image and likeness of God. And there we're all waiting for the right word and deed to restore the beautiful image that our sins have distorted. Kindness is going to do the job. And this is a beautiful service, converted as well as the helper. both of them will share that same joy in God. Kindness is a sharing in the life of God, which is the life of all holiness. Every time our selfishness is down, our kindness is up, and we grow in union with God and in holiness. John so eloquently put it this way: no one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. Acts of goodness sends a message, my friends. They testify to the reality of the Radiant One, and radiance touches hearts, other hearts, and it transforms them. They reflect our true nature as children of God, children created in the image of God. Acts of kindness proclaim our nature as communitarian. They let God manifest here and now. They testify to the value of life and humanness in all people. They inspire, and they show and lead the way. They show what God is doing in the world and how we should respond. You know, these are really simple things we can do for each other, even though we're not aware of it. They are real blessings. An unexpected phone call, a warm word, a genuine smile, a listening ear, have the power to affect another person's life far more than we can even realize. They may heal our deepest fears of isolation and loneliness. They make a difference in our whole way of life. They uplift hearts and souls. We may never know how profoundly an act of kindness can make a difference. We live forever in what we do. Wasn't Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta a living example of what kindness can be, what kindness can do, and how far it can go in space and time? Won't her kindness live on? Maybe, perhaps forever, right? So take a moment. Here's a little life lesson for all of us, but take a moment and think about all the blessings you have. Take a moment for that. Think about your country. You can practice your faith. You can come and go as you please. You think about your family, your friends, your entire state. Look back through the years and consider the long list of kind deeds that have been done just for you. Are you able to count them? Can you name at least 5 of them that have affected your life? And why were these deeds done for you? And why did they affect you? Did these acts of kindness make you a better person? I'll remember when I was, even though born in Canada, my first language was not English, and I struggled big time dealing with, first of all, being a European with a European name, that I was taken for being Polish. And I remember struggling through school, not able to speak good English. There was no ESL classes at all. There was no such thing. And you were perceived as pretty stupid because, well, you just didn't have any English, so therefore you can't be that intelligent. And so you had to deal with racism, bullying, being underestimated and not really helped and encouraged. It was really difficult. And when I hit high school, it wasn't any better. But I did have a guidance counselor, and he was absolutely amazing. And he said to me, he said, "You know, Christina, there are many students in this school that you would think would go on to do brilliant things. They have the marks for it, and what they chose to finish high school and get a job, not to pursue any career goals. And here my goal was to go on to university and to do whatever I was dreaming of." And he said, "One thing about you," he said, "is that you're a hard-working girl. You work so hard. And because of that desire, that passion, and that work ethic, you will be successful." And you know what? He was right. we could only apply to three universities at that time. And I remember all three universities phoned me personally and encouraged me to attend their university. And my marks weren't who knows what, but I guess he wrote a very glowing letter. And it was amazing. I was so happy. You know, it just goes to show you, you know, a kind deed, a kindness that he did, that he sort of went over and above to encourage me and to show others that this person is so capable if you give her the opportunity. And I was so grateful for that. Kindness is a special form of grace. So think about what you could have been if your parents or your teachers or all the people you've met in your life had been less kind to you. And if this is not your experience, then think about how the kindness of God guided you throughout your suffering and disappointments and helped you transform these sad experiences into a source of positive attitudes that allow you to grow in kindness. And that's another one for me, a life lesson too. Going through cancer, and then I didn't know how to thank God because it was a very rare form in which there were four documented cases in this country. And I'm one of the four. And all I have tried to do is show our Lord my gratitude, how humbled I am and how grateful I am to be here with you, talking to you today and encouraging you. So think about it this way, my friends. Think about the fact that you are a child of God and that we are from God and that we should love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And because we love, because he first loved us. So do you think and speak and act as a child of God? So let's think about that. So my friends, I'm just going to go on and get to the conclusion of this beautiful time. But to live kindness seems as simple as the water we drink or the air we breathe. Air and water are so natural that we take them for granted until the moment we are struck by their absence. Likewise, kindness is mostly felt when it is missing. Kindness is not that simple, though. It requires the ability to transcend all that separates us from others, such as age, sex, color, race, religion, personal traits, nationality, ideologies, and so on. Most of us know that this is not simple at all. It can be easy to criticize people and make them feel really rotten. Who can't do that? But what takes special skills is to make people feel good in reaching their potential. It takes effort, much sensitivity, and selflessness to do that. And for our society, which is run mostly by aggressive people, kindness may appear to be weakness or at best a sentimental emotion. But for a Christian Catholic, this is not so. Kindness for a Christian is strength. The meek shall inherit the land and delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Psalm 37. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Matthew 5. When we love one another according to Christ's commandment, we treat one another with kindness and care, and we feel the pain, we feel their grief and anguish and loneliness and any other need of God's family members. And also we share the joy of God's children, experiencing God's love in everyone and every creature. Kindness is love, and love is even stronger than death. How can we, you and I, be kind in today's world? Can we? We certainly can if we are strong enough. Do not count on being repaid in kind by a hostile society and be ready to challenge the values of this society with the real values of the gospel. And this is an enormously difficult task if it's not done with the inner strength that comes from knowing God's love and from the genuineness of our own being. Who asks the rose to bloom so beautifully and to fill the field with fragrance? The rose does this not out of weakness, but out of genuineness and strength. The strength of the rose is to spread beauty without counting on being paid in kind. Kindness is like the rose in its nature and display. Kindness, my dear friends, is what we are all about. If I understand all mysteries and all knowledge, but do not have love, I am nothing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The gift that defines our very nature and makes us what we are. Of course, we can contribute to a cause, and this is kindness too. But there is the kindness that concerns the people we meet. Persons who happen to cross our path have certain specific needs. Are we able to rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep? Well, it can be a costly business. And you think, well, how does it cost? Well, it costs time, your time. It costs energy, your energy, your authenticity, your empathy, and the risk of vulnerability, and perhaps the loss of personal safety, and so we must take care. Kindness does not mean letting people trespass legitimate boundaries with controlling minds and malicious greed. In fact, there is more kindness in helping them to alter this kind of behavior than in just swallowing offenses. Allowing others to persist in their wrongdoing is not really kindness. Passivity can be very costly in the long run. It is true that Jesus recommended that we turn the other cheek, but it is true also that he condemned the hypocrites with the strongest terms when necessary. He even used the whip against those who transformed the temple into a place of commerce. Kindness and truth interact beautifully. In our nature, the capacity to think, to feel, to speak, to act, God is given to us. And loving kindness is the mark of God's presence in us. Did you hear that? Loving kindness is the mark of God's presence in you and I. God's infinite loving kindness comes to us not in a sort of wireless wave, but as the incarnated reality of our whole human experience. It is through the living of our human lives here and now that God continues to create us, that we continue to unfold all our potential and truth. Being true to God, to ourselves, and to others might be the greatest kindness of all. We were made in the image of God, and we should mirror God's loving kindness to all creation, genuinely, without restrictions and conditions. The superabundance of love that compels us to give, not as a matter of duty, but because we cannot do otherwise, cannot empty us. Rather, it fills us up. In giving, we receive. That superabundance is the divine energy that makes all things new. Revelation chapter 21, verse 5. For in acting this way, we are blessed by transforming the world and especially by transforming ourselves. A good thought, a word of thanks, a greeting on the street, a helping hand, and the world will be heaven on earth, my dear friends. So, brothers and sisters, so I just want to thank you for sharing these beautiful times with me. You know, a practical way to love Jesus in everyday life, it's by allowing him to touch others through us, by being kind, friendly, and helpful to everyone around us. Are you that type of person who sees what God sees in them? Do you see God in others? When you have the opportunity, do you feel ready to use all your power to prevent evil from happening? Have you found yourself on the side of someone who suffered injustice and mistreatment? Have you ever led others, especially children, by words or bad example to sin? Have you tried to prevent others from doing a good deed or work? Do you treat others as you would like others to treat you, by being sensitive, kind, caring, always ready to help? Do you see yourself as part of the solution for deteriorating moral values around you? Choose three or four people, my friends, who seem irritating, aggressive, discourteous. Choose three or four. I know you probably could name more, but just choose three or four, okay? All right. Choose three or four people who seem irritating, aggressive, discourteous, or at least whose opinions differ from yours. And think about, here's the catch, think about how Jesus loves them unconditionally. And whether you would like to love them in the same way and see Jesus in them. Consider one person at a time. Focus your attention on a specific situation. Visualize Jesus in this situation. Think and feel what he would have thought, what he would feel, and what he would have done. And in his company and with his help, try to handle it the way he would have handled it. If you keep praying and trying, you can't fail. Kindness transforms both the giver and the receiver. Repeat this phrase several times a day. I do to others as I wish others to do to me. I do to others as I wish others to do to me. One more time. I do to others as I wish others to do to me. So, in his company, in Jesus' company, and with his help, through prayer, asking Jesus, asking the Holy Spirit to help you, to try and handle it the way Jesus would handle it. Keep on praying and see what happens, my dear friends. I would love to see that. So here's a little prayer. Dear God, help me to be good and kind to others in my thoughts, words, and deeds. Keep me from meanness, nastiness, and pettiness. Help me to get rid of my selfishness, prejudices, and pretensions. Don't let me rush to judgments or hasty conclusions. Lead me beyond my self-centered concerns, preoccupations, and interests. Allow me to be your true disciple and witness, and your healing presence for all those who are in need. Don't let me be blind and deaf when someone cries for help. Dear God, help me to be kind. Isn't that a beautiful little prayer, brothers and sisters? Yeah. Well, as we are heading out the door here, we're completed our beautiful time together on kindness. As I said before, kindness is a sharing in the life of God. Kindness is a sharing in the life of God. More than anything else, kindness is a way of living and walking through life. So to keep things away from people in need is in opposition to God's will. Love is the most powerful energy in the world. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. All right, remember that one, all right? Be blessed, right? Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, Psalm 19. Lord, let your word transform all of us so that our words can genuinely convey your message to the people whom we encounter in our life. Let our words be kind, encouraging, uplifting, and cheerful, with the hope that all those we meet today will become, in turn, kind, encouraging, uplifting, and cheerful to others. Let your word, O Lord, be in our words, so that our words will incarnate in kind deeds. Amen. Amen. So a good word has the power to transform lives. The first kindness we can offer others is to be on the side of truth. Words carry a great potential for good and for evil. Dear Lord, help our minds and hearts to think only healthy, happy, and holy thoughts for ourselves and others. And without you, we know how convenient it is to indulge in petty and negative thoughts. Help us to forgive others and help others to forgive us. Without you, we know how difficult it is to forgive 77 times. Help us to be kind. Without you, we know how easy it is to project our hurt and resentment on others. And grant us the grace to allow you to think in us at any moment and in any situation of our life. Amen. Well, our religion helps us to be joyful and to share our joy with others. And to be a Christian today is to challenge indifference and aggression with love and kindness. Kind thoughts transcend space and time, and thoughts have the ability to shape reality, my friends. So thank you again so much for being with me today. I hope you enjoyed these last few sessions in this beautiful month of April that we shared in kindness. God bless. Thanks so much for joining me today here on The Father's Quilt. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. If I had my way, I wouldn't change a single